Hey, I want to welcome you to our Disciple Making Church podcast. And my name's Ken Adams, and I'm the director of Impact Ministries and also the pastor of Crossroads Church in Noonan. And this is just a podcast that we try to share with you things that we're learning and growing in when it comes to disciple making and what does it mean to be a disciple making church. And so it really is just kind of an all things disciple making within the local church. And so we're glad you're joining us, and just want to say, if you will, just like it and pass it on and share it with other people. It just helps us to get the word out to more people, because we know Jesus started the church to be a disciple-making church, and that's the way he wants it. And so again, just want to say thank you for joining us, and hopefully this is beneficial for you as you lead and serve in your own local church. And so today, I have a very special guest on the podcast with me. This is Val Adams, and she would be my wife. And so we have been together now for 40 years, and she is very involved in disciple making in our church. And so today I wanted to bring her on and ask her to share some thoughts and insights about her role in disciple making. Good to have you.
Yeah, it's great to be here this morning. I'm excited to be a part of this. Finally got invited. I'm excited to be a part of it and just to be able to share and encourage people in their journey of disciple making. Yeah.
Great. So obviously you're a pastor's wife, and there's a certain amount of responsibilities and roles that go with that. But first and foremost, obviously you're a mom and a grandma. And you are wear a lot of different hats, but you also you do wear the hat of a disciple maker. And so maybe take a minute and just share with the folks that are watching kind of how did it all start for you? How did you get our stories are very connected, but how did you get started in disciple making? And then even fast forward real quick and tell us what does that look like for you? I mean, what is the disciple making, what's that rhythm of that look like in your life today, Val?
So yeah, my disciple making journey started back in probably college when I was working as a youth director at a church. And during that time, I would have young women that just needed to get together and, you know, needed some guidance in their walk with the Lord. And so I actually did start meeting with two or three of them on a regular basis, just one-on-one or, you know, in a small group. And we would just walk through different aspects of the Bible, and we would study scripture together. I did not know about disciple making at that time. It was all just sort of a thing that I had modeled for me when I was in 10th and 11th grade. I had a Sunday school teacher who was like that. She poured into a few of us and helped us understand the scripture. And so I just think I took that sort of idea, which was definitely the beginning of disciple making. That's where it started for me. And then, of course, then when we came to Crossroads, that was the beginning. And from that point on, I don't know that there's ever been hardly any more than 1 or 2 years, just maybe when I was having small children, that I didn't have a group of people that I was spending time with in this concept, with the concept of discipleship, disciple making. This has been ongoing for the past 36 years since we've been at Crossroads. And like I said, just very small amounts of time where I had to take a break because something else was going on. So now I continue to to do that, and have in the last several years actually have been pouring into the next generation, young adults, and young women that are in their journey, either starting out still in college, high school, college, and maybe the beginning of their careers. And I've just loved that because there's a piece of that that's also got a little mentorship to it. So you can also encourage them in, you know, just helping them find careers or as they become wives. So that's been an exciting thing to kind of add to the piece. But disciple making has been a part of my life for the past 40 plus years.
So you have been a pastor's wife, you have been a mom, again, you're a grandma, you've been a teacher, and you've been an administrator, and you teach Bible studies. So you have a lot of stuff on your plate and a lot of things that you're doing, but yet you still find time to invest in and pour into a handful of mostly younger women, right?
Yes.
And so how do you make that fit into your weekly rhythm and all that kind of stuff?
So obviously it's a challenge at times to figure out when is the best time, how to make it all work. But it's one of those things where I just know I've got to do, it's just who I am, and it's a part of just my whole rhythm of life. It fits. It has to fit. So I figure out where it goes. And I've done it in so many different ways. I've done it in my house. I've done it at the church. I've done it in coffee shops. I mean, it just depends on sort of the situation. But it's almost like the first thing I put in when I look at my schedule, I got to make sure when I'm going to do my discipleship group, when I'm going to meet with these girls. And if I have that, then I just sort of, sometimes I build things around that. I don't know. It's I've been doing it for so long that it almost seems like it would be weird to not have it as a part of my life, and it just is natural. So I've changed it. You know, I'll get together and say, hey, this is going to work better for my schedule, and then sometimes I have to adjust and make adjustments to fit their schedule. But it has worked if you make it a priority, and I think that's probably what it comes down to. Is it's just one of the top things on my list. Now, obviously, my relationship with God. My family is huge in my life, and I spend a lot of time with them, but this is just a non-negotiable, I think is the best way to describe it. So it's got to go, and so I figure it out.
Yeah, and over all these years you've been doing that, I mean, you've clearly seen transformation happen, and you probably have seen some multiplication as well, right?
Absolutely. I can go way back to small groups, discipleship groups that happened 25 years ago with women who are now leading groups and have led numerous groups since then. I don't even have a number of the people, how many people have come out of just the times that I've been able to pour into people, and then they've taken that and gone from there. So that is exciting. I mean, it would be neat to go back and get the numbers and figure it all out or see all the generations, but it has happened. And so that's super super exciting. Yeah. And I did it at my house when I had little kids. I mean, we had little kids running around the house while we would do discipleship, meeting together and encouraging each other, because it was important and we knew that.
So. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So I think that's going to be really encouraging to some of our listeners that are not necessarily pastors or staff people, but they're very involved. They have a lot going on. They're active in their career and all that kind of stuff, and how you've been able to continue that as a commitment. So why don't we just kind of transition a little bit to another piece of that, and you may have a good thought on this. So you're not currently overseeing our women's ministry, but you're very involved in women's ministry, and you have led women's ministry here in our church. And do you have a quick thought on the role of disciple making and women's ministry, and any thoughts about how those two come together, and any ideas about that you could share?
Well, just like in our church, the women's ministry is really centered around the same concept. Our purpose is to be and build disciples, to be focused on building a ministry that has disciple making as the central hub, that we're ultimately trying to get everybody into a discipleship group at some point, into an impact group. And we kind of build our environments that way. So I currently am involved in a Tuesday night women's Bible study that I teach, but we have small groups there. And even in the small group area, all of them meet in small groups to discuss, but there's also impact groups that are happening, or discipleship groups that happen beyond just the small groups that go along with the Bible study. That's true for all of our women's environments. And it really is kind of how our whole women's ministry functions. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it is thriving and it is growing because of that. I think because of the commitment to making disciple making sort of the central place, we have women growing, developing, becoming leaders. Mm-hmm. We're able to pick a leader from some of our, that have gone through discipleship, and they are ready to serve and they're ready to lead. It's really exciting, and it has really taken our women's ministry to a different place. And we're not focused on events. We're focused on building people and ultimately building the kingdom of God through that. And so it's really changed a lot of how we focus everything. I do want to say one thing that just kind of goes back to a little bit of this whole concept of making disciple making sort of a priority in your life. it is one of the, it is the most exciting thing that I do. I do, you know, like I said, I teach Bible studies, I do other things, but seeing transformation, as you mentioned ago, just that's why it's so much a part of my life, because I don't want to miss watching how God is working in the lives of people. It just is, it never gets old. And it honestly keeps you from feeling burned out in any way, shape, or form. And that's true, I think, for what women would say in our women's ministry, because we have so much transformation happening through small groups. Think everybody feels that way. We don't feel burned out. We don't feel discouraged. We feel excited and energized. So I think
that's good. That's really good. And I like the fact that you talked about the fact that it's not, our women's ministry is not just event driven. We have a couple of events that we do every year, but it's not really just driven by that. Actually, we have small groups and we have Bible teaching, and some of that happens during the daytime for moms who have time during the day. You do a Bible study at night. In fact, I want to talk about that a little bit. So you actually do a Tuesday night Bible study. You have probably 100 women or so come in, and so you're just teaching God's Word. And so so talk a little bit about that. And then as a result of that, you have actually written a couple of resources that go along with your teaching, and one that you did on a study on women through the Bible called Finding Your Purpose, and you also did one on the story of Ruth called Finding Your Identity. And so these are really part of what we would consider lifelong learning. They're not necessarily the impact curriculum, but they're lifelong learning resources. So how do these resources work? And I mean, obviously people can order them and pick them up, but talk to me about how does that Bible study work and what specifically kind of led you to write these resources?
Okay. So both of our Bible studies environments, he mentioned a Wednesday morning. So we have a Tuesday night and a Wednesday morning environment where we're just teaching through God's Word, teach through different books of the Bible, and we're encouraging women to study and to get deeper into their understanding of God's Word. And obviously, that is a huge part of being a disciple. It's really building that intimacy with the Lord. So we're helping them through these studies just to get closer to God through just Bible study. And we also, within those environments, drive people towards a discipleship group as well. We'll say, you know, if you want to take another step, if you want to get a little bit deeper, we have these groups called impact groups. So we're constantly driving people to get into even more more intimate groups. But these studies that I wrote are very similar to that in that they are designed to get women into the Word, to teach them how to get into this, build their relationship with the Lord, which ultimately feeds just the whole process of being a disciple and ultimately building other disciples. It gives confidence as you learn more about God's Word. In Finding Your Purpose, it's dealing with the Old Testament women of Eve and Rachel and Rebecca and Leah, Sarah, all the matriarchs sort of the faith, you might say. And in this, we just kind of looked at the role of women and also just kind of how God's working in the lives of women can help direct us towards His ultimate purpose for us. Finding Your Identity, which is going to be ready in April, it'll be available in April, is one that is designed around the concept of identity. And you know, in Matthew chapter 22, 37 through 39, Jesus tells the people that the most important commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And this study actually really helps people with this concept of understanding how to have the right relationship with yourself. This concept of identity seems to be something that people struggle with a lot, especially new believers or even people that have been believers for a long time. So the design of this book is to really help people sort of hone in on that through looking at the lives of women in the Bible, specifically Ruth and Naomi, but also some other women. And so this helps build confidence, helps build people's understanding of their identity in Christ so that they are able to have healthy relationships and even in their relationship with the Lord. So it's all a part of the whole disciple-making piece of helping people be in right relationships with the Lord. So this is just it's just another resource, but it's something that I really felt like the Lord was just leading me to just take some of my, you know, teaching to a writing level. So I'm excited about it. And I think that hopefully it will be something that'll encourage women and something you can do in between while you're leading discipleship groups, but you want to take a break and do a study. They're kind of designed like that for women.
Yeah. And so anybody that's involved in women's ministry or leading Bible studies or whatever, this would be great. Great resources and tools to be able to use for that. So,
yes.
So very good. And we can obviously connect you to these resources through impactdisciples.com. So we've talked a little bit about your role in disciple making and how you've invested in women, and you know you've been very committed to that. And then we've talked about your role in women's ministry and even in the teaching role, which you have a gift of teaching and you're using that. But then let's talk about something else that's kind of been new on your plate. And I think it might be good for some of the folks that will be connecting with us on this podcast. And now that you've sort of stepped out of your teaching career and administration in a Christian school, and now you're kind of helping us as a church to develop a ministry internship and then also a residency program. And so obviously we don't want to go completely too deep in that, but give us an idea of why are we doing that? What does that look like? And is it something that some people that might be watching us would be interested in, or maybe somebody that they know?
Yeah, we're super excited about this program, and it really is, it's going to be unique because our goal as a church, a lot of churches have internships, and we've had interns through the years, but this is a more intentional plan to develop young leaders, to get them to a place where they understand how to be a part of a disciple-making movement. And ultimately, that's what we want to help them get to. So some of them may be church planners down the road, some may be missionaries, some may be just working on a church staff. But we are looking for young people who are interested, who feel called to vocational ministry or believe they're exploring that call. And so in this program, they'll be able to come in, they'll be able to learn, get some, be equipped in just kind of general church type ministry involvement, but more than that, just how does it look to be a part of a disciple making church? And so we're really excited about that. It's going to have a unique bent to it. With our intern program, it's for those young people that are sort of exploring and they're maybe still in college. The residency is designed more for students who have finished their undergrad, feel called to ministry, and maybe even interested in working on their seminary degree, because we are partnering with Southeastern Seminary in North Carolina to Baptist Theological Seminary to kind of bring that on campus so people can work on their master's while they're in the residency program. But ultimately, we're just excited about building a pipeline of young leaders who can just carry on ministry. And we really want to immerse them in the whole process of what does it look like to be a part of a church ministry, to be on a staff and constantly and focused on really this concept of disciple making, because it seems to be something that is not out there, real easy to find sometimes in certain educational venues. It's not always talked about. And so we're excited that we can offer that and hoping to bring in just lots of excited young people who are interested in that aspect.
Yeah. And really the big reason for that is because there's just not a lot of places where there are a lot of internships and there's a lot of residencies, but there's not a lot of them that are really trying to help people understand what the disciple making church piece of that looks like. Mm-hmm. And they will definitely get that if they go through either our internship or our residency. So if somebody's, watching today and maybe they know somebody that's in their church or in their family or friend, and they know somebody that would really be interested in knowing more about our internship or our residency, because they really want to know more about a disciple making church. So obviously tell us how they can find out about that. We'll put a link here below on the screen, but what can they do?
They can go to crossroadsonline.org/equip, EQUIP. And there they could go, it's a straight to a landing page that explains a little bit more about both the residency and the internship. And there's a place to contact. So we would love to hear from anyone who is interested in that, because it really is a unique program in that what they're going to get out of it. Yeah. And we're just excited about what God's going to do as we can raise up more and more young people who really understand the concept of making disciples who make disciples.
Yeah. Fantastic. Really good stuff. And so I'm going to throw you a curveball here, but you've covered a lot of things. You've talked about disciple making. You've talked about teaching and women's ministry and Bible study, and you've talked about leading internship and residency. But just for just a minute, you know, as you're thinking about maybe a lot of the people that might be watching, just sum up, man. What drives your life? What is it you're passionate about? What has God done in your life that you would say right off the top of your head, and this is what I'm most passionate about, and what I really want to just, if I could just say one thing to people watching. I just told you it was a curveball.
That is a curveball.
What would you say is just really your heart?
You know, I think that ultimately I want people to understand ultimately that God's word, and I really do believe that God's word has all the answers for our life. And so through disciple making and through Bible studies and through everything I do, I'm constantly encouraging people to go to God's word because it has the answers. What probably drives me the most is being able to share that with people in whatever venue that is, whether it is a disciple making relationship or in a Bible study, or even with my own children and grandchildren, just encouraging them that God's word truly does have the answers for them. And I love the opportunity to see how God's word changes people. And just over and over again, I have people come to me and say, I was reading, or this study, or this verse just spoke to me. And that is truth. I mean, the Bible is alive, it's living, it's God's word to us. And if I can get more people to understand it, to learn to grow in it and see it as their life-changing piece of the thing that can change their life, then I'm going to just keep doing that until I can't talk anymore. And maybe even then I'll just write about it. So anyway, I think it's God's word is what gives me passion. And I just love seeing people's lives change. And I think that, and really, let me add one more thing, because a part of that is in all of this, and I just encourage anybody, whatever stage you're in your life, that when you are pouring your life into people through a disciple-making, a discipleship group, what you're doing is you are influencing for another generation and another generation. It really is making your life count. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, there's all kinds of things that you can do with your life. And I did education for a long time, and I love the education world. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing like the Word of God and the people of God, just helping people mm-hmm. understand, and the Spirit of God working through the Word of God to change a life. And I think seeing that, being a part of that, it motivates me. And I don't want to stop until I just can't, I don't have breath.
Yeah.
So I just, that's
awesome.
It.
Very good. Great.
Sums it up.
Well, a lot of good insights and a lot of good thoughts, and mostly just people get to hear your heart. And I know that you're in a stage of life where you're definitely open to sharing with other churches. You're willing to come in and teach and do disciple making training and that kind of thing. So if anybody wants to contact you personally, they can just go to what's your email address?
Yeah, it's just vadams@crossroadsnoonan.org.
All right. So very good. And again, just want to say thank you for joining us this month. We'll be back with you next month, and we'll be talking more about just disciple making in a local church. And so just if there's anything that we can do to help you, go to impactdisciples.com, and we'd love to serve you and love to help you out. We'll see you again next month.